Monday evening, everybody. I am the host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Running the switchboards and the chat room for me tonight is none other than the legendary Mr. Rob A Bad Back of War. How are you, sir? Mute? No? Maybe?
Hey.
Rob?
Yo. You got me?
Yeah. Oh, I just introduced you.
You did? Oh, I'm sorry. I had somebody in the in your queue. Somebody was calling in, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that, man. It was the bug. I can't hear you when I'm screening. So I apologize for that. Last time I checked, it was your intro music, man. So I'm sorry the sniper got me.
No worries, brother. It's cool. How are you doing, brother?
Good, man. Good. Good. You got Dustin from Louisiana calling in to talk about Paddlepalooza.
Sweet. We'll go to Dustin in just a second.
Okay.
Let me just hit this real quick.
Yeah,
Tonight's show is brought to you by, in part by, Orca Coolers, Tackle Webs, Ego Nets, Black Dog Custom Rods, Bending Branches, Kayaks by Bow, Slayer Ink Lures, YakAngler.com, of course, Kayak Fishing Radio, and the big announcement, drum roll please. You don't even have a drum roll, do you? Yeah, exactly. Hobie Kayaks. So, for those of you that aren't friends with me on Facebook or don't follow me on Twitter, I am now officially a Hobie Pro staff member. I'm very excited about it. So thank you to those guys. Tonight we got a pretty packed show, as you already know. Dropping bombs, man, dropping bombs. I got Grant Corbett from, he's the president and CEO of Adventure Products, Inc., also known as EcoNets, who will be calling in later on this evening, hopefully. But real fast, April 13th and 14th here in Brevard County is the Indian River Festival. It's not going to be a carnival as it has been the years past. They're trying to do more of an outdoor art fest / outdoorsy kind of a kayaking, fishing, boating festival. So Kayaks by Bow, myself, the Space Coast Kayak Angler guys, we'll be on hand to do some seminars and some kayak demonstrations and so on and so forth. So look for more information coming on Facebook. Also, in the month of April, a lot of things going on next month, man. We got a Space Coast Kayak Angler meeting. It's going to take place at Kayaks by Bow, along with the cleanup, as we've traditionally done now. Every meeting now seems to go along with a local cleanup, so we're excited about that. And our very own Vicky Saley of Brevard County here. For those of you who don't know Vicky, she is awesome. She placed in the top 10 down at the Adventure Fishing World Championships. She is going to be putting on a Fish Like a Girl seminar. So there at Kayaks by Bow. Excited about that. Excited to have her on board to help us out with that. And let's go to the phone lines, man.
All right. You have Dustin from Louisiana. I believe right around there, around Bonchamp or wherever it is over there in Louisiana. And he wants to give you a Paddlepalooza report. So,
sweet.
All right. Dustin, you are on with Chuck. Dustin,
you there, buddy?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Dustin.
Are you there?
Okay, well, we'll come back to him. I'm sorry. I don't know. He must have took a nap or something, man.
Yeah, no worries. haven't had a chance to get out and do any fishing. Still moving into the house. Rob has been so kind as to run the switchboard for me, as I said, because in the infinite number of boxes that I keep coming across, I have yet to find the cables to hook up my computer. So while I'm extremely excited about having my computer with me, I can hear you now. Hang on a sec. Well, I'm extremely excited about having the computer back with the photo editing and video editing software that's on it. It's useless. I can't find it. But anyhow, Dustin.
Oh, sorry. I just muted him again.
Bring him back.
I'm sorry. Here he comes. There he is.
Shoot him. Stuff going on. I'm getting confused.
Okay, turn your radio down.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
All right, let me get away from the computer.
Y'all
hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man. You there?
I can't hear a thing, like, through the phone or nothing.
Well, that ain't good. I can hear him. You can't hear us?
I got you.
Hello.
You still there?
I don't know what's going on.
All right, technical difficulties.
Yeah, it happens. Live radio, what are you going to do?
It sounds like there's like a 10-second delay.
There is a delay. You shouldn't be listening to your computer. You should only listen to what's on the telephone.
Yes.
Rob.
All right, we'll come back to you, man.
Shoot.
Yeah, mute him and just explain
the
network.
All right, hey, I'll come back to you.
That's
Dustin.
Hard.
Anyway, folks, the springtime fishery isn't exactly springtime fishery right now. Got some really great reports from guys that are out there doing their thing, but the bite's still been kind of slow. Water's nice and cool again. Thank you very much, Mother. But with that being said, it looks like we may have a little warm up coming up towards the weekend, this end up weekend, and there should be a good opportunity to get on some fish. You know, the guys from the guys from Space Coast Kayaking did pretty well this week. They found plenty of fish, only caught a couple, but finding them is half the battle. We know where they're at, so they seem to be a little hesitant to feed. Not real sure what that's all about, but, you know, this time of year, the same patterns are pretty much a standard issue. Small baits worked relatively slowly, will account for a lot of fish. Guys throwing jerk shads and things like that, topwater plugs will find themselves on some bigger trout, some bigger reds, when the bite allows it. But what we're all hoping and anticipating is some southerly wind to blow some warm water in on the beach because, especially with my new craft that I will be taking delivery of hopefully this week or beginning of next, the beach fishing should start to explode. And tarpon, kingfish, cobia, sharks, bonita, and jack crevels, hopefully some triple tail, snook, redfish, black drum, pompano, whiting, just there's an endless list of fish that show up during the spring bait run. The migration of menhaden or pogies, depending upon which region you're from, will, I guess, dictate what you call them. They're all the same fish, whether it's a bunker or a menhaden or a pogie or whatever. The large schools of those should start showing up here shortly, along with mullet. The mullet run's going to be pretty epic, I think, this year. We're already starting to see some mullet showing up in the river. So we talked last week a little bit about getting out there, getting after it, as far as off the beach, what to do, what to bring, safety equipment, et cetera. It's definitely important that you guys make a game plan when you get to go and head off the beach. Regardless of how calm it looks in the morning, you have to always count on it getting rough in the afternoon. So, you know, plan accordingly. Another thing I didn't talk about last week after reviewing the show, which I should have talked about, was parking. When you go to launch, where you park your vehicles could make or break your day as well. in the sense that rather than planning on paddling out of a certain, beach access and then coming back to said beach access later on in the day to beach your kayak, which may or may not put or add miles onto your paddle. Thank you. You should, especially because you're going to be fishing with somebody else, you should consider leaving a truck at two different locations so that with the wind, with the tide, with everything else that's needing to be accounted for, you can leave your vehicle, say, at parking lot one and drop another vehicle off down at parking lot 12. And then this way here, as you're drifting through, okay, well, we don't have to worry about paddling back against the wind. We can just float with the wind and do our thing. And play the wind to your advantage. So here you're not doing too much paddling. I myself won't have to worry about that any longer. It will be pedaling. So
hey, Chuck.
I'm pretty excited about it. But what's that?
I just wanted to tell you that we got fresh back from the iPhone store is Dustin from Louisiana. He had to fix his phone. And, there it is. It's all fixed up now. So here you go.
All right.
Dustin,
can you guys hear
you're
me
on the Chuck.
I can hear you.
Awesome. How's it going, you guys?
It's going good, buddy. It's going
awesome.
Good. Tell us about the Paddlepalooza.
I'll put it to you like this, man. I've never seen a parking lot so full of kayak enthusiasts in my life. And I was there at Ride the Bull 3 this year, which is hosted just south of Leeville, Louisiana in Grand Isle. And we had about 260 attendees of that event. Paddlepalooza this year, we had roughly 270, 280, all
nice.
Operating out of Bobby Lynn's Marina in Leeville, right before the Highway 1 bridge that was constructed after Katrina. It was phenomenal. That's all I can say. The Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club were the hosting organization, and my club did absolutely phenomenal. I cannot say a single negative thing about anyone that was running anything that went on. The people there were the nicest folks you could ask for, and it was pretty good fishing, I'll be honest with you.
Yes, so tell us a little bit more about it. I mean, for those that are listening that aren't really familiar with the Paddlepalooza, was it it's obviously a tournament, right?
Yes, sir. It's a tournament in the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club circuit. It's our second major tournament of the year behind our infamous Minimalist Challenge, where you're given five different baits, two different jig heads, and you're given a pat on the back and said, best of luck. This was the 10th one that's been done, my first one fishing. I think last year they only had maybe 150, 200 people. Don't quote me on that number, since that was before my time of getting into a kayak. But this year, we saw, from my understanding, the biggest growth in numbers. We had 9 states represented, from my understanding, ranging all the way from Texas up to North Carolina and Georgia. But I am pleased to say that a local boy, I think his name was Tony Eubanks. Dear God, I hope I'm not butchering that name, but we had a hometown boy win it, so I'm thrilled to say that this is still our house.
Nice. That's always a good feeling.
The divisions that were available were Grand Slam, Cajun Grand Slam, which flounder, speckled trout, redfish. Flounder had to be a minimum of 12 inches, which it's kind of funny because in Louisiana we don't have a size limit on flounder. Trout size minimum 12 inches by state law, and redfish had to be slot, which is 16 to 18. And I mean, bro, we had some monster reds taken this week, and it's a monster trout. Biggest trout, I think, was 5.5 pounds or something like that. I mean, literally, I look like I could have fit a small dog in this thing's mouth. Not that I would
That's
advise
awesome.
Anyone testing this theory.
So what was the big redfish?
Pardon me?
What was the big redfish?
Biggest redfish, I think, was like 7-8 pounds.
Nice.
Right at about 26, 27 inches. So, right there at maximum limit. And flounder, I think the biggest one was like a pound and a half. I don't really know, man. I'll be honest with you. As the Cajun said, it was pretty corsé that night. I had a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah, I understand that. Very cool. Very cool. Well, what else you guys got going on down there in the great state of Louisiana?
Let's see. Next month, I can't remember the date in April, but we have our Redfish Rumble out of Myrtle Grove. Believe it's redfish only. I'd have to look up the rules and regulations. If anyone's interested, I'll post a link in the Yak Angling Forum about it, if anyone's interested in fishing it. If anyone's in the Baton Rouge area and has a girlfriend, old lady, fiance, ex-wife, or something that's interested in getting into the sport, the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is putting on a clinic April 6th out of Cabela's. I would definitely will be posting up more information on that on the Yak Angling Forums, Yak Angler Forums. The only other thing I can think of that's really going on is the next biggest tournament hosted by the club is going to be Fallen Tide out of, I think it's fished out of Burris. It's going to be October 7th, I think, somewhere around there. The only other big tournament, like national level tournament I can think of that's coming up is going to be August 17th of this summer. That's going to be the fourth Ride the Bull tournament out of Grand Isle. Tournament strictly for 27 plus inch redfish bulls. It's a no kill, you know, catch and release tournament. If anyone's interested in fishing it, check out the Bridgeside Marina online. I think they have registrations opening pretty soon. Like I said, last year we had about 260 people fishing it. This year, when I talked to the woman that runs it at the Louisiana Sportsman Show, she was saying they're preparing for 400-plus people. The
wow.
thing that's pretty cool about it is you're fishing maybe a half-mile area between a few areas of a Kamenah Pass, which is basically the water barrier between Leeville, Little Cheyenne area, and Grand Isle. If anyone wants to come out and try their luck, you know, it's a great way to support a local economy that every year seems to get massacred by hurricanes. You know, the people there, they're very resilient, they're very friendly. But I don't recommend you camp on the beach if the weather looks like it's going to be funky. Last year, we had about a 60-mile-an-hour wind blow through, and I had my tent flipped, water in it. I kind of just grabbed it, started cussing and hollering, put it in my truck, and I said, I'm going home. It was a sad ending to an awesome weekend. That was my second or third time ever fishing out a kayak.
Right. Well, do me a favor. feel free to post any of that information on my Facebook page as well. And that'll kind of keep me up to date of what's going on with you guys down there. And I'd be more than happy to plug away at whatever things you guys have going on, whether it's tournaments or seminars or whatever. I give you guys ample air time here on the show. So, you know, feel free to do that. I know you do the yakangler.com forums and whatnot, too. I have a very bad tendency of forgetting to jump on there and see what's going on a daily basis. So forgive me if I miss anything, but... yeah, I check the Facebook religiously and Twitter as well. So, yeah, feel free to share any of those any of that information with me on those outlets as well.
No problem, man. I also want to let anyone know that's interested in coming down at any time. I post regular fishing reports, reviews, peer reviews on my blog, heavy-metal-fishing.com. I just recently became a pro staff member of Columbia, so I'll be reviewing as much of their gear as I can possibly afford. It's starting to cut my hours horribly at my job. And if anyone's interested in coming down, message me on Facebook. My last name is Schwest, S-C-H-O-U-E-S-T. You know, feel free to message me if y'all want to go out fishing around here. I'd love to guide a few people. You know, I'm not the best at it, but I'm sure I could put somebody on a fish pond.
There you go, man. I appreciate that. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks listening, whether it be in the chat room now or on the live show, streaming live on the iPhone apps and the Android apps that may take you up on that, man. We got some great friends down there in Louisiana. And look forward to someday getting together with you, man, and doing some fishing. Sounds cool.
All right. If you don't mind, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to the effing crazy kayak fishing team consisting of my buddy George, Russ Pilot. You guys might know him from the Boondoggles, the guy that brought all the crawfish.
Yeah. Russ is the man. Crawfish.
Who was featuring Kayak Angler Magazine last month for the Heroes on the Water program. Real American hero. Glad to be his friend, him and the effing crazy crew. Can't forget Casey Bruning, the Turtle Man, as he's known around here. They're a great bunch of guys. They've taught me a lot about fishing and taught me a lot about, you know, being a good, decent human being. You can't ask for a better group of guys, and I encourage anyone that can, come down here, bro. We'll come pass a good time, man.
Cool, man. Sounds good. Appreciate the call, brother.
No problem, man. I'm going to go and see if I can't break this sinus infection, man. It's whooping my butt like a big bull.
I hear you. Well, take care, man. We'll talk to you later.
I shall, man. Let a good time roll, bro.
Later.
Later, man.
Later.
And, Rob, we got Grant still?
Yeah, he's here.
Grant.
Yes, how are you this evening?
I am doing good, sir. For those of you that are listening to the show now, we're going to listen to this later on via podcast. Grant Corbett, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I didn't butcher it. Nice. he's the president and CEO of Adventure Products, Inc., also known as EgoNets. Can't even say enough about your product, man. I just got my care package in the mail. Thank you very much for letting me join your team. You know, for those of you that are out there listening to the show that don't use a landing net and have thought about using landing nets, I have been a long time kind of, I guess, traditionalist and not wanting to use a landing net, getting in the water, landing fish by hand, whatever. It wasn't until I started losing flounder after flounder and redfish after redfish sitting in a high position in a kayak that I wasn't able to reach down and grab a hold of the fish that, you know, the need for a landing net definitely arose for me. Tell us, man, how you got started in this whole industry, how you started your business and kind of where it's come from, and tell us a little bit about it for those that might not know anything about it.
Sure, yeah. We kind of got started actually back in 2004. So we've been at it for almost 9 years now. And we really actually started the company because when I looked at the landing net space, the category in the industry, really there had been no innovation, meaningful innovation brought to that product category for years and years and years. Essentially, people were using the same product as what had been delivered, you know, 50 years ago. So we decided that it was time to introduce meaningful innovation that would have a significant impact on the experience of the angler and its usability and functionality in terms of landing fish as well. And so we were the first company actually in the United States to introduce a landing net series that actually would float if it was dropped overboard. And that was kind of the Ego Genesis Series 1 product. And then from there, it's kind of evolved as we took more feedback from anglers and from the market of all the pros and the cons of the first product and things they liked about other products that were on the market. Then we took that and developed the Ego S2 Slider landing net series, which now is really kind of the hot item, I guess, in the landing net space because of the design, the technology, the way the handle extends, et cetera. So that's kind of why we got into the space. We thought it was there was opportunity to bring value really to the angler.
Sweet. Well, one of the things that I'm looking at, and you guys have definitely grown leaps and bounds over the last couple of years, and I know you've got some new items that are out. I'm currently holding in my hand the Ultra Grip tool, which it has a built-in 40-pound scale, which is pretty awesome. How do you go from starting to revolutionize the landing net industry to jumping into all forms of fish catching landing / devices, even measuring boards? I mean, how did that kind of work out?
Sure, yeah, there was kind of a natural progression because on the landing net side, one of our focuses right from the word go was conservation, and so we've we designed our landing nets to be as fish friendly as possible. So if there's catch and release happening, they're very soft on the fish, and you can let your fish go and be pretty confident as long as it hasn't been beat up too badly in the boat that it's going to be fine when it gets back in the water. And then as we looked at kind of the fish management concept, saying, okay, so we've got landing nets now. We've got this area. We've got good product here. How do we take and extend that to the angler so that we're bringing different items in that category, all within the brand, and all with the same kind of innovation thinking behind it? And that's what kind of drove the development of the Eagle Ultra Grip, because it's it is different in its design than pretty much any other grip on the market. And its functionality, again, is pretty slick design-wise. It's cool-looking. It's fun. And it's really targeted at the category of people who don't want to use a landing net, who would rather just use the grip tool, get a quick weight of the fish, and let it go. And then on the measuring board side and the calling beam, that's kind of, the full – fills out that whole – perspective or whole spectrum of product for fish management. So that's kind of what drove us in that direction.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is really cool is the coated nets and the fact that not only do your nets float, but your wading nets have lanyards on them. And for those of us that sit in these silly little plastic boats all the time, we have a tendency of knocking things out of kayaks and dropping things out of rod holders, and you get an angry fish on the boat and sometimes things go flying off. And to be able to not only have something that floats, but also be able to tether it off to you, as you can do the same with the Ultra Grip tool, since it comes with a lanyard as well. Super, super kayak fisherman friendly. Was any of those designs even thought about for the kayak fishing craze, or was it like putting the lanyard on it, was it just mainly strictly as a wading tool? You can just hook it to you, drag it behind you, whatever.
No, actually, we've incorporated the kayak market and the needs of the kayak market into what we've done, especially in the last four to five years in terms of our product development and the way we're looking, because there's so much growth in that area. So many people are getting into kayak fishing for many different reasons, and we want to be part of that trend and participate in that, because I think also too, from a conservation standpoint, the kayak fishing is in many respects a whole lot more friendly on the on the environment than big old boats. So we definitely wanted to be part of that and design and try to incorporate designs and take suggestions from our pro staff that are in the category to say, hey, this is, if we did this and did that, this would really make this product well-suited for the kayak market. So it's part of, who we are as a company in terms of our design.
And the fact that you guys have been able to keep the reach for the innovations that you've been able to come up with, that's pretty incredible. I mean, as kayakers in general, especially coming into the store that I work at, Kayaks by Bo, we as a group generally don't like to spend a lot of money on our extra stuff. It's always been kind of a do-it-yourselfer sport, and to be able to pick up a net that we know we're never going to lose because you can land the thing off to your kayak or off to yourself, and plus two, it floats for under $60 is pretty awesome, man.
Well, we work hard to try to deliver outstanding value. It's not always easy to do, especially in the current environment from a manufacturing perspective. But we keep our shop lean and try to pass that along to our customers, and that's the result. So you get a great product. Not the cheapest product, but it's a great product for what it delivers at a reasonable price.
And where are you guys based out of?
We are actually located in Macon, Georgia, about 75 miles south of Atlanta. It's actually a good location. Many people ask me why are you located there? But when you look at the statistics for the country, about 60% of fishing happens east of the Mississippi River. So being in that location, we've got good access to all of our customers, can get product out to them quickly and deliver it at a high level on that front. So that's why we've kind of chosen to stay in the Central Georgia region at this point in time.
Yeah, what's pretty cool is when we were down for the Everglades, well, not the Everglades, but the Adventure Fishing World Championship down there in the Everglades, brought to you by Native. It was neat in the morning, man, the morning of the tournament. Rob, I don't know if you noticed it, but I was walking around checking out everybody's, you know, setups and everything else like that, and I'm not going to lie, I was scoping out some lures that were hanging on rods and whatnot. But one of the things that I noticed was probably 60%, if not more, of the guys that were down there had an eagle net on their kayak. So that's saying something for the product in itself, man.
I was just going to say that's awesome to hear, because it's it's not always easy to get the, you know, the real time feedback on what's happening at a market level and to know that that's really cool.
Yeah, in fact, it was funny because, and thank you for your donation to the Boondoggle, by the way. Most of the guys who are listening to the show probably were at the Boondoggle. Listening to the guys moan and groan about not winning the nets during the Boondoggle, that was pretty cool, because there was definitely some high expectations of people wanting to win one. So the product's definitely got a foothold here in the kayak industry, man. I don't think there's anything else net-wise on the market that has everything that a kayaker can need. I mean, floats, like I say. So for guys who like to turtle their kayaks in Allen Island, you can recover your net, and if you've got it being tethered off to you, even if it should fall off the side of the boat, you're still good. So kudos, man. That's awesome. I'm proud to be a part of your company and proud to help to represent you, because all I see is good things coming from you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you on board, and we really look forward to continue to build momentum for the product and the brand. You know, on the Ego S2 slider side of the product line, which is the one that has the slick handle extension technology. I don't know, a lot of people sometimes aren't aware that product actually has interchangeable heads. So you could have, you know, you could be fishing one type of fish and need a certain net mesh size and a hoop size, and you can use it on the handle, and then you could swap it out if you're doing a different type of fishing with a different net head or boat hook accessory. We have all kinds of different attachments, so it's like a modular system. It's really the only thing like it in the industry. And again, we built it that way so that we could offer, instead of having multiple handle product, you really have one handle, and you have your different attachments that go with it, so it keeps things more compact as well.
Yeah, and I noticed that you do offer on some of your products, you do offer a 1-year limited warranty, like even on the grips, which is pretty cool, because I know that I've gone through, I couldn't even tell you how many sets of grips over the years when I used to use them quite a bit. And in a short amount of time. So it's pretty awesome you stand behind your product.
Yeah, for sure. On the grips, it's a 1-year limited warranty, and then on all of the landing net product and quite a bit of the other product, it's a two-year limited warranty. So we definitely want to support, you know, the customers that have come on board with us. We want to take care of them and treat them right.
Cool. Well, that's awesome, man. And then everything can be found at egonets.com, all of these products?
Yes, actually, if you go to egonets.com or egos2slider.com, everything is there on either of those two websites. You can find all the information and probably more than you would want to know out there on the web.
And I noticed you got not only do you have landing nets and nets for adults who like to go out and fish, but you also have a selection of children's nets as well.
Yeah, on the just kind of as a secondary product category for us, it made sense for us to kind of fill in with some of those seasonal items. So we do have a a series of nets for kids, a lot of different beach type nets and butterfly nets, et cetera. In the beach season in the Gulf Coast and up the Atlantic Coast, we sell a lot of those to the beach goers. It's kind of fun to see the kids out having a big time out on the beach.
Yeah, and as a father of two boys myself, I will assure you that my boys will be sporting ego nets for summertime. But killer, man. So I know you guys have a Facebook presence. Do you want to give out any of your other contact information for folks to get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Yeah, for sure on Facebook. Definitely there's always information that we're posting out there. When we're looking at introducing different products or have concepts, we like to put them out there and get real-time feedback from everybody who's part of our Facebook community. So it's Ego Fishing Gear, and if you just search Ego Fishing Gear on Facebook, you'll be able to find our Facebook page there and be part of the ongoing flow of information that is posted there. Anytime anybody's welcome to give us a call at the office. Our numbers are all posted on the websites as well, so I probably don't need to run through all that information at this point, but everything is there online so people can track us down, and we're always willing and have time to talk to people when they call in and just enjoy hearing different thoughts and perspective on things that can be done, because we know that there's always ways to tweak product. There's always things to do that can be made to make it better. So we're serious about listening and taking the feedback that we get and doing our best to incorporate it into what we do.
That's awesome. That's pretty much.
So got you.
Yep, I'm still here.
Chuck, you still there?
Can you get me?
Yeah, now I do.
Oh, sorry, I must have dropped out for a second. No, it's awesome, man, that you stand behind it and that you listen to the consumer, because, you know, all too often we see, especially on the retail side of this industry, that, you know, we'll go to some of the manufacturers and from a retailer standpoint, ask them if there's any way they can change something up or give us, you know, a little bit different product or whatever. And it's kind of like, okay, buddy, yeah, whatever you say, you know. But to know that there's a phone number on the website, a guy can call you who's just a customer of yours and maybe give you, you know, a little bit of information about his fishery and what he would like to see, and that might be implemented.
Still there, Chuck?
Yeah, do I keep dropping out?
Yeah, you keep cutting out, man. Like, I don't know, like turn your head the other way or something.
Yeah, well, if I had the beard still, I'd probably be in good shape, man. It draws in radio signals, but cool. Yeah, so real quick, I guess to close that out, since my phone's giving me fits, egonets.com. And what was the other one for the sliders?
It's egos2slider.com.
Excellent. And you know, if anybody needs any more information, as we just said, you can go to their Facebook page. They're constantly updating things. And other than that, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. Appreciate your support of the Boondoggle and support of myself as well. And look forward to working with you guys, man.
Well, we appreciate everyone who uses our product and all of the different promotional things that you and our pro staff do. It's all hugely important to us, we just appreciate that.
Killer. Well, Grant, man, I appreciate your time, and hope to speak to you again soon.
For sure. Have a great evening.
You too, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks.
Rob, you got me?
Yeah, you're there.
All right, cool.
Gotcha.
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know why. I'm sitting still, not wandering around the house or nothing. Oh, well.
I don't know.
But,
your guest's phone was sounding kind of rough too there towards the end, so I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio or what. But
yeah, it may be. Sometimes it gives us a little bit of fits. But I'll be posting up a photo once we're done with the show on Facebook of the items that I have Ezekiel here. You guys can take a look at what all we got. What was that? You fixing my phone for me?
I'm trying to. I'm in here trying to fix stuff, man.
Who all's in the chat room, bro?
You got the Fishing Chef. You've got Fishing for Fun. Yeah, Gator Dave. Engineer, which is Wade. Non-pro staff Murdoch. T. Moorish. Tambo McFly. Yak Chum, which is Matt Trucks. And Peppy is in there. And they are giving you grief. You know, they were, you know, they thought that I was you. So, you know, and Alan was in there for a while. And when you were talking about, you know, Turtle and Kayaks, Alan, he was, they were giving you a bunch of grief. But it's okay. It's okay. You can't see it, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. I could pull it up later. No. Man, so an eventful last couple of weeks for me and for us over here on the Space Coast. One of the things that we still have to try and fight is this Space Florida, SpaceX launch facility that these Nimrods are trying to put together up here in the wildlife refuge in Merritt Island. It's not good, man. It's not good at all. We got a handful of people in the community that are for it. They think that the 80 jobs that this particular launch is going to, or launch site is going to make, is worth the environmental impact and or the hazard that would come along with that if they should have to self-destruct one of these things over the lagoon, because the flight of path wouldn't be straight over the ocean, as in out at the Cape where everything else has been put up for years and years and years, which they refuse to use, which whatever. This location is located, if you guys are familiar with Merritt Island at all, the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge, it's separated on the east and west side by State Road 3. On the west side of State Road 3 is the shores of the Indian River Lagoon. Up in an area called Shiloh, which is a series of marshes and such, that is where they want to put this launch facility. And I can tell you from experience with watching things blow up in the sky, because sometimes that happens, I would much rather the bits and pieces and fuel and whatnot fall into the ocean than fall into a enclosed lagoon system, much like the Mosquito Lagoon. And when they go to set one of these things off and it goes, you know, a couple hundred feet, a couple hundred yards, whatever, in the air, and they realize something's not right, and now it's less than a mile above the earth and they have to self-destruct it, all of that, all those chemicals and all the radiation and everything else that would follow, that would fall into the lagoon system, would wipe it out, just flat out wipe it out. And that's why they never did that over. That's why NASA put their launch sites where they put them, so that if anything should happen, the ocean would have to deal with the ramifications of their errors, which obviously that giant body of water, while it's still not good for it, could probably handle it quite a bit better than an enclosed lagoon system. So, with that being said, Tom Altiff, who is Kayaks by Bo, he has taken it upon himself to lead the good fight and to try and stop these guys from coming in and setting up these launch towers and such here on the shores of the Mosquito Lagoon. And, you know, if you read the news media about it, they're interested in maybe even going to Texas. Well, I'd say go to Texas and let the people in Texas fight their fight, because we sure as heck don't need it. I don't want to make this into a political show, but this is one of those issues that I don't think a lot of folks that are in our area really even know about. They've kind of kept it on the hush-hush. So, you know, I'm all for space. I'm all for job growth. You know, I mean, hell, I live on the Space Coast, and everything that I have everything I know as far as the Space Coast is accredited to NASA, because that's what pretty much blew up the Vard County, made it what it is. So, but I'm just not in
to space in the wrong area. There's a place for it. It's behind the security gate that's already existing for NASA. So, you know, please do me a favor. If you have an opportunity, write your congressman. And if you're from Florida, let them know that you're opposed to this. The environmental impact would be catastrophic. So, Rob?
Yes. Yes, sir. Nothing. Nothing. Just working and working hard, man. Working hard. Haven't been able to fish because it's you know, all week long it does nothing, and then all of a sudden the weekend rolls around and it's like blowing 30 miles an hour. So I haven't been able to get out the last couple of weeks, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Well, you have any plans for this weekend if the weather holds?
As long as it's not blowing like crazy, I'd like to get out fishing, yeah.
Any film projects besides the one that we were talking about earlier that you got maybe going on? Or
Always. Still... But that one is my focus for right now. So just working on that every single day, man. There's always stuff to do.
I'm extremely excited about that for you, and we'll leave it at that. So,
well, keep your eyes open because it should be the announcement should be coming out in the Fisherman's Journal this month, and maybe a couple of other publications. So keep your eyes peeled, man.
Yeah, Fisherman's Journal brought to you by Rob.
I don't know. Who's it brought to you
by? Fisherman's Journal?
Yeah,
Daryl Bars, right?
Oh yeah, I know. He writes that, man. He puts it all together. He's like the editor and stuff. He does an awesome job at that, man. I didn't know who the big sponsor was though.
I'm going to be doing a piece on the Hobie boats as soon as I get some more time in the seat, and we already made contact with each other, and he's looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to doing it. So look for that to come out as well. He's done a great job with that little publication, man. It's pretty cool.
I know. Now, are you getting a Pro Angler?
I'm getting a Pro Angler 14.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, that's a really very well-engineered boat, and you're going to love that.
It's an aircraft carrier.
And that's all I'm going to say.
It's an aircraft carrier.
I know it is. Dude,
land a helicopter on the bow.
Dude, Russ Pilant has one of those. And you like, look up at that guy when you're talking to him, right? I mean, he's not a small dude, and he runs around on that thing like it's a flats boat, so you should have no problem.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm with the Pro Angler 12 Chris Flores has, and, man, I like it. It's awesome. And as far as stability, it's ridiculous. Maneuverability, it's actually pretty nimble for being such a big boat. And, you know, I'm looking forward to throwing an Orca cooler on the deck of that 14, standing on it, push-pulling with about a 12-foot push-pull, and letting those redfish and trout and stuff in my area know what's up.
He's so tall, he could go duck hunt with a Reich, mate.
Say what?
He's so tall, he could go duck hunting with Reich, mate.
With a Reich, yeah. What was that from?
Didn't
you come up with that thing?
Oh, that's a Steve Elkington. He's a golfer, Australian dude. Used to call up Rome's show back in the day, like, and just tell like unreal stories, man. That kind
nice.
Of rock.
Well, thinking about doing a couple of things the next couple of months. We've talked about over at Kai Swebo about possibly doing a tournament and have Space Coast Kayak Anglers host it. I know we've got a tournament coming up. Forgive me for not having the dates in front of me, but there's we've got the Banana River Classic, as it's been coined, over at Cars Park. Cars Park has once again opened up its facilities to camping to non-members for this event. So if you want to come over, a tournament, it's a trout tournament, I believe trout and redfish actually, feel free, come on over. You can camp at Cars Park, launch right there at Cars Park, where the tournament's held at, and see if you can't win some cool prizes. There's also going to be a trout tournament that will be held by the league, the Kayak Fishing League of Cars Park, which we have started. Pretty excited about that league. It's going to grant opportunities for non-members and non-guest pass holders to come in and fish and camp and so on and so forth. It'll be fun. So look for those two items to be coming along. I'll post some more information on that on my Facebook page as well as my Twitter account. I am learning to tweet Rob.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm learning to tweet.
Oh, good. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time, man. I haven't had anything to say. I don't know why.
What's going on with all your filming and stuff, dude? You should be pumping that crap up. But if anybody wants to follow me, I'd appreciate it. Redfish Chuck. Twitter, at Redfish. Find somebody. At
my
hashtag. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it all out. I like Facebook a lot better. It's much more easy. But that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got, you know. Congratulations to the success of Chris Sensi's tournament that they have down here in Titusville. Our good buddy Tyler Ballmer, who is a local boat captain, he plays second in that event. And kudos to you, brother. Haters are going to hate. And that's pretty much it. Rob, anything further?
Yeah, Tammy wanted to let you know to stay off of her lake. And don't forget about all the kids' fishing programs in April. And they need a lot of volunteers.
Okay. Well, Tammy, do me a favor, sweetheart. Send me a message or a text and let me know what we can do for you. And we will get the people out there to help. I'm always down to do anything for kids. And, you know, I'll drop whatever heck going on and do that for sure. So let me know.
What are you using those kids to troll with for, like, the Mary Lee or something?
Wow. Yeah. Fired.
Oh.
Anyway, other than that, Rob, you got anything else to add, man?
No, I'm good. I'm going to go back.
Thanks,
to...
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. As always, you helped me out. I think you've bailed me out more times than I can count with the show.
No problem, man. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and if anybody has any information or has any questions for Rob about Batcast DeVore, whether it be video type stuff, editing type stuff, you want to submit some of your footage to Rob to be used with the Yaktastic Adventures, tell him how to get a hold of you, Rob.
Well, please follow our Yaktastic Adventures Facebook page for updates on our new upcoming project that we got going on, and give us a like. When we hit 500, Chuck is giving away a Chucktastic prize pack that he says will be very epic and
it'll
very
be good,
Chuck.
Whoever,
it'll be very Chuck.
Yeah, whoever wins it will like it. It is very Chuck-like. It's got a lot of good stuff in it so far, and I'm working on a few other things to get put in the box. So definitely go over there and check out his Facebook page. Give him a like. 500 people. As soon as we get that number, I'll draw a number or draw a name, and whoever it is will win the Chucktastic, as you call it.
Who wants to take a guess at what it might be? I'm guessing it's going to be a like a razor. Since Chuck shaved his beard off, it's going to be a razor. What do you think?
I still have facial hair, though, so it's not completely gone. It's just a lot shorter than what it was.
So does Homer Simpson, though. You know, he has facial hair.
I do look a little strange, and I'm not liking it at all. So the full-grown Duck Dynasty beard will be a coming here shortly. So, yeah, I told Jess that, you know, I'll do it this time, and if I don't like it, then I'm just letting it grow, and there's no stopping it. So I'll ZZ Top in about a year. But cool, man. Appreciate it, brother. You are the person. And like I always say, take a kid fishing,
They are the future of our sport. Thank you very much to all my sponsors, as always. And show them a little bit of love, if you don't mind. Go to their Facebook pages, check them out. Again, that's Hobie. Thank you very much, Hobie, for letting me join your exclusive group of anglers there. Orca Coolers, Tackle Webs, Captain Mike Ortego, Steve Chapman, and Boudreaux, of course, of Fishing Florida Radio. Thank you for all y'all's support. Ego Nets, as you heard earlier. Black Dog Custom Rods, Lenny, he's the man. Give him a shout-out for all your custom rod needs. Bending Branches Paddles, Kayaks by Bow, Flayer Ink Lures, and YakAngler.com.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Oh, and folks, I don't know anything about the next boondoggle.
Meyer.
So please, please stop messaging me, asking me about the boondoggle. I don't know anything about it. If you want to ask somebody, ask Adam Hayes or Mark Watanabe or Chip Gibson. There you go. Will you say liar? What did you say, Rob? Liar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was. All right, guys, take it easy. God bless, and we'll catch you on the flip side. See ya.